USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. And ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is joining calls for a boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, citing China's human rights record. During a congressional hearing on the Games Tuesday, Pelosi said she supports a diplomatic boycott of the Games and called out corporate sponsors of the Olympics willing to turn a blind eye to genocide.
How sad it is to see the corporate sponsors look the other way on China's abuses of out of concern for their bottom line, with some even lobbying against the bipartisan Uyghur forced labor bill. Imagine they're lobbying against a bill of forced labor when our country has declared this a genocide. Here's what I propose, and join those who are opposing, is a diplomatic boycott.
A number of human rights groups issued a joint statement on Monday calling for the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a full boycott of the games that are set to begin in Beijing in February 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
During a Monday phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden expressed his support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but has not expressed that sentiment publicly. The White House said Tuesday that private diplomatic efforts were the best way for the U.S. to try to end the violence that's entering its second week. Senator Marsha Blackburn says it's declarations like that that are making the president appear weak on the international stage. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that bad actors like Hamas, Iran, and China will continue to test President Biden.
I think that what you have is some of these organizations like Hamas, a terrorist group. We have recognized them as a terrorist organization for about 20 years now. And what President Biden needs to realize is whether it's Hamas or Hezbollah, or for that matter, China, they are going to test him. Right now, he is perceived as being a weak leader. He is perceived as not making decisions himself. And so you're going to have people test him, and that is what we see going on. He should let it be known the United States will stand without reservation with the nation of Israel.
And actor Charles Grodin has passed away. Grodin is best known for his role in the films The Heartbreak Kid, Midnight Run, and the series of Beethoven family comedies. Charles Grodin was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.